9V. Mobile, monitor.
Leon, KO.
Morning, Patrick. Hope you had a great weekend. Man, it's going to be a beautiful day, other than being hot. But hope you had a great one.
I hope you did. Spent some time inside in the AC.
Yes, that was the order for the weekend. I swapped out some pneumatic tires on my little garden cart for some solid tires. I hate them things. They always leak down and they're royal pain, so I replaced them. And that was the extent of what I did outside.
Got some trees topped and some taken down there at the house Saturday morning. We finished up about lunchtime, and then pretty much the rest of the weekend I spent inside trying to stay off my knee.
Just not good on the knees. I know that. You know, twist it and turn it. Did you top them out before you took them down, or how'd that work?
I had to take them down in sections. We didn't have room to just lay them down. Too many power lines and houses in the way. David Thompson.
It's a weight gold. Hang on to them. I've got one or two around the house I'd like to take out. My son climbs, but getting them up to the house is like pulling teeth, I guess.
I don't do it full time anymore. He just does it for friends and family, I guess. Just picks and chooses a job. He works for a gas company during the day.
That can be kind of risky. I'd rather not be at heights. I think the older you get, the worse it gets. The aversion to it.
Yeah, and them sudden stops at the bottom or the limbs in between tend to do more damage.
Between it, just the ones reminding you, you big dummy, you should have been up there in the first place. And then the bottom one's the one that gets you.
Work Friday.
They called me Thursday. Could have said they texted me Thursday. And I turned around and called them back. They were hee-hawing around. Well, do you want to work Friday or do you not want to work? So I guess somebody else has expressed interest in working Friday. And, you know, if somebody needs the money, you know, I'm a part-timer. If they need it, I'm retired. You know, I don't want to pull money from somebody who really wants to work because they want the money. So John Phillips is up in the ball of their court and said, hey, you know, you have more insight on, you know, who wants to work better than I do. So they opted to let me have off.
He's got a problem making a decision.
I like the money, but, you know, it's like I live there again. I can work or I don't have to work. So put the ball in their court. Somebody's there one really wants to work. I'd rather them get to work.
I wasn't talking about you having trouble. I was talking about somebody else. Can't make a decision when you give them that information.
Yeah, we all learn our certain ways. Some people need to learn it. You know, the younger generation, that teach them stuff. I was talking to my son about something. I said, yeah, you got to learn that. Yeah, it's something that comes with experience and age.
They know everything already.
40, I think he's figuring it out. NC9V. Sale on your list today? That big sale on your list of things to do today?
This week. I don't have any big ticket items to sell right now.
Get some more. If you need some help hauling them, let me know. Food.
Prices of food lately. We all are.
My windshield, is this liquid moisture?
I'm glad to see it. We need a little bit of rain. But I'm down here on Highway 25 already coming up on the red light 414. And it's just barely enough to knock the dust down here.
Right ahead of me this morning. I'm just now past Charlie's Fireworks.
I'm just ahead of you then. gonna be me and you this morning.
Oh, where's everybody else at? Vacation.
Went to see his grandbaby. And Andrew, I think, is just getting back from his trip. And I'm not sure where Eric's at. He's usually out here on Mondays.
Yeah, that's my schedule. If I don't work, I miss them guys. You know, I don't get to talk to them in the morning half the time. So, and the day I do work, live out here. What the heck? Have a meal one day. I don't know how we're going to get that. One day we'll get that done.
Do it here shortly. It's been a year now, believe it or not.
Really? Has it really been a year? Don't seem like it.
Last July 4th, when we got together, I know it don't seem like it's been a year, but time passes so fast anymore.
It does. Flies by. I just don't know. I've got my DOT physicals due, so I gotta go get that. Hopefully get that done today. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. I need to get it done. But it'd rather be today. July 11th.
Don't find any problems. I know they've been getting a little more picky about what they'll allow anymore.
Yeah, I keep you. I guess the guys I used to work with, he had some vision issues that he couldn't see, I guess. And then I don't know. They get real nitpicky. I don't give a whole lot of information to work with. I don't tell them anything. Just to let you know. Now, I'll probably have a little bit of sleep apnea, but, you know, I'm not going to go sleep apnea, that's for sure. I'm not going to tell them that. It's none of their business.
Before HKX, I'm with you. Now, if your blood pressure's high just the least little bit, they'll stop you from driving, too.
Borderline high, mine. I was 16 years old. I had borderline high blood pressure. That's just the way I've been. So, you know, they can deal with it, or I'll go somewhere else.
They're getting a little everybody with some of that stuff they fall.
You pull up on a motorcycle and went, oh, well, he's on a motorcycle. Nothing wrong with him.
Today is not the day to ride a motorcycle, or at least this morning, anyway.
I did think about it last night when I was closing up the garage. It's like, oh, I mean, that's right in the morning. But I didn't now. And I cannot believe the number of campers they got that brand hammer new campground on 290. Crazy.
That thing filled up quick, didn't it?
I mean, if you, I don't know what they charge you per night, but they're going to get their return on their investment pretty quick. I was trying to talk to my son the other day, and I said, why don't we just buy just a vacant lot somewhere near the lake, put a fence around it, and charge storage. You know, you store your boats there, your boats, RVs, campers, whatever, you know, just park it there, and charge monthly rent. That'll make you a lot payment and then some.
Because you couldn't have a business there, the HOA or whatever it is will tell you you can't have a business there.
Farm line somewhere close to the lake. Yeah, not zoned.
Foxwood Hills has got some vacant land down there around Lake Hartwell.
We should go half and half on a piece down there at the lake. I'd love to have a lot of the lake. That way I could take my boat. By the way, I lied to you. There's something else I did while I was over the weekend. I had left my, kind of neglected the boat last winter. It got a lot of boat mold build up on it, I guess. And it's a snow white boat. It's totally white, fiberglass. And it got the little black, I guess mildew is what it's called. Mold, mildew. And I bought this stuff for it. I've been trying to get that stuff off for weeks. Found some stuff. Man, that stuff works great. I got it off yesterday, no problem.
Probably made for RVs, wasn't it?
if you're, it's RVs, anything with, it says fiberglass, if it's sealed fiberglass, which the boat is, obviously. But works great. It's called Mold Armor, or Mold Armor. It comes in a green spray bottle. Paid like $11 for it. Man, that stuff works good.
There's some good products out there. I know the Black Streak Remover works really well, too.
Bought this at the Home Depot. So, pretty readily available. It's one of the cheaper brands they have there at Home Depot. So, I was impressed. Tickled pink about it, actually, if you can't tell. I'm scrubbing up the boat. I sent him a picture of that. He never replied to it. So, I don't know what's going on with that.
Telling, I guess. You never know. If he's like mine, he may not even look at it.
Well, it is Monday. What are you working, Berea? Or, yeah, Berea?
I'm over on 123 and outside of Easley.
My neighborhood. Okay. Yeah, I'll be going to Anderson this morning.
A normal run this morning?
Nah, I didn't even look to see what truck they put me in. But I got my radio stuff ready to go. It's in my little bag. Yeah, I didn't tell you the other day. I left my radio in the truck, in the bag. You know, I packed everything up. A little carry bag. It's actually a rigid tool bag. A little case. And I keep the radio with the case and just carry the antenna. And I left the radio in the truck. I was like, oh, I hope that thing didn't get gone. You know, sometimes I'll turn the truck in or something while I'm not working. And, you know, they'll forget to take something out of it or something. So, that's why we got back in the truck the other day. They didn't say whether I was going to be on the radio or not because I didn't know if I was going to have a radio. Got in the truck. I was so happy to see that. Hey, come here, baby. I'll hook you up and plug you in.
Well, with that one there with no faceplate, nobody else can mess with it. So, that's pretty good.
I like that idea. So, actually, if I had an assigned truck, I could leave this in the truck and probably wouldn't be an issue. Crossroads Cruiser camper still sitting there. Looks just like mine. That little storage place on the, I guess it'd be on the left side as you're going towards Wade Hampton.
You flat?
Get the Basin Ridge, if you know where that's at. That's me over the weekend. Are we taking the camper to Waynesville? It's kind of an odd question for her. I was like, I wasn't planning on it. She says, well, I want to go camping. That's an idea.
You can find you a camp spot over there. You going to rent a table this year?
I think I am. I took a couple things.
Got it.
Combine with you.
I think Gary might have some stuff, too. So maybe we can all get together and put some stuff out there.
Yeah, tailgate more than table. Just gonna take a trip of stuff in the back of the truck, put the tailgate down, and pull some chairs out and sit right there.
Clean my HT collection out.
Ditto here. I got too many HTs. I can't use them all. Get rid of the Bayo file, get that VX7R, probably let the, I like my FT50s, so I think I'm going to keep those. A few other things out, probably move along. But yeah, I had a SWR analyzer on QRZ, but I emailed them this morning. Made him an offer on it. Probably something else I'll be selling later on.
This is always handy.
So that's what I figure. I mean, you offered to loan me yours, but, you know, it'd be nice to have. You know, then, you know, can I borrow it again? Can I borrow it again? You never know, you know. Maybe.
Rage kicks. Yeah, like I said, they're always handy to have, and you'll use it more than you think you would.
Basement infed halfway that I need to get up. I've got a run doing it. Lazy. Thought about yesterday. Said, this is too hot.
This time of year now, it's done got too hot to do anything.
Yes, maybe Thursday I'll think about the boat. So, hoping the weather's going to be conducive to doing that and not too overbearingly hot.
But, Leon, I'm going to jump out and run and grab me something cold to drink. And I'll be back in just a minute if you're going to be around.
Put my radio in the truck, so I'll be back in a bit. No problem. NC9B.
Catch you a few. KO4HX.
Good morning to you there, Leon. While we're waiting on Patrick to get back. KO4MUF.
Good to hear you in there this morning. We're wondering if we're going to have anybody else more join us. Hope you had a great weekend. NC9B.
We did. We went over to Cartersville, Georgia for the weekend. We got back here late yesterday. And it was a very good ride. Very good weekend.
Good. You said ride. It wouldn't involve a motorcycle, would it?
Jeez, man, I'm too accident prone. She won't let me have a motorcycle.
I understand. I tried to teach my wife how to drive one time, but I said, nah, I think we're going to sell your bike and you're just going to ride on the back with me. The wife, you can buy her a motorcycle.
Yeah, mine's Grace too, so that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you stop at the red light, you've got to put your foot down. Yeah, one of those. For the day. Got a full schedule? You can go in and see what they're going to throw at you.
One of my days off, so it'd be just tinkering around here trying to get some stuff done.
It'd be a good day to be off. A little wet. Be doing your work.
This little bit of rain would help us. It ain't enough rain to hurt us, man. When I'm doing rock and stuff and we get a little shot of rain like this, this is nothing but a bonus for me.
It does tend to keep it cooler.
But it also keeps us, you know, it keeps moisture in the rock so it's not so dry.
My son's driving for a company out of Traveler's Rest, and he's slinging rock, is what he's doing.
Slinging rock?
He operates some kind of rock grower. You go to a job site, you need rock in a specific location. He's got some kind of truck he drives that does that.
I've seen them trucks like that, yeah. I know what you're saying now.
Truck he's using, so I'm not that familiar with it.
Remember them, I don't know if they still have them around here or not, but them old concrete trucks that looked like, you know, they were a short load, where they come in there and they mix your little concrete and give it to you. Last ones I seen looked about like them trucks.
Well, he tells me how many tons. I don't remember exactly how many tons he goes and hauls, but probably it's a pretty hefty truck.
They're pretty good size.
Him to death, and he's going some, I think he had to go up to somewhere out there, I don't know, up there by, I don't say Brighton City, but not that far, where the lake's at, Lake Toxaway, had to go up there, some beautiful, high, way up house, in the exclusive subdivision they were building, I guess.
Yep, and they pull up there and put out their little chutes and pump them, they're whatever type of rock they need in there.
We're HGAX. Morning, Jody. Miss Annette had a good week last week.
Good. How about yourself, Hope? You and your wife had a great weekend?
Had some trees taken down there at the house and topped, and other than that, didn't do a whole lot. Tried to rest. My knee messed it up last week somehow.
That crap hurts, too.
Leon, didn't mean to interrupt your conversation.
Throwing rocks. Just talking about throwing rocks, that's all.
Yep. Pile of brush at the house I got to do something with, too.
Tired of me.
And not till we get some rain.
Saying that. Anyway, right? I'm somebody.
Hey, it was me. I was saying there's lots of houses around there.
not going to, you got to let it dry some anyway, right?
That or you have to make a really hot fire.
Yeah, but you had some houses around there, so they probably wouldn't like that either.
Here, fire, being on top of the ridge, NC9V.
No good.
Does not play favorites.
Got a tin roof, and I put the Masonite siding all the way around the house. So, hopefully that'll stave off anything close, but I don't know. You know how it works. Up at the job, so I will haul her back in a bit when I get the radio in the truck. 73, y'all. Be back shortly. NC9B.
Should be here for a few more minutes.
In here. All right, Leon. If I don't talk to you, you can't form you up.
Jody, you still at home? You sound like you're on your base station.
Your house? What'd you do this weekend? We didn't know if we'd make it back yesterday or not, so we took the day off today, and so just kind of goofing off here at the house this morning.
I remember you said you was going to be off. You was going to meet some friends or something last week.
Little celebration of life and stuff for some of her old kinfolk, and we went over there and did that, so that was fun. You know, for what it was fun.
I get to see small family. It's not something that's done much anymore. Family doesn't seem to be important, and most families can't get along long enough to get together.
Most of them can't get along enough to stay together much.
It was over the 4th of July trying to figure out when to get everybody together again.
Any real plans over the 4th of July weekend? We go on call Thursday, July 4th. But that's, you know, they won't bother me unless we have some real bad weather coming in. So I'm pretty much available for whatever you need.
Just seeing about getting the group together again. It's been a year now, so it's hard to believe it's been a year since we got together.
It sure is, but yeah, just let me know where and when.
Like I said, just trying to plan it and figure out what's best for everybody.
Yep, nope, that'll be fun again.
Before the year.
Morning, Andrew. KO4HKX.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good, but your echoing keeps cutting you off a little early.
That's not good. Maybe I'll just wait a second before I hit the button.
Yeah, we're doing top shelf over here, Andrew. Good morning. I got a question for you, if you got a second.
Go for it.
Feller over there works at that BMW plant named Mike Chapman.
I don't know the name right off the top of my head. Do you know where he works or anything?
Found out yesterday that one of my wife's cousins works over there. We just didn't know if you knew him or not. Fucking shit, what she just said.
Yeah, I don't have any employees by that name, but, I mean, who knows? He might be in the older hall. I'm up in the newish hall now, the one they're doing the major expansion on. So, could be anywhere. Could look working logistics. There's no telling in that place.
What I said. But I told her I'd ask you next time I talk to you.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I know a Kevin Chapman, but I don't know of a Mike Chapman off the top of my head.
I thank you for it.
Drew, did you enjoy your camping trip? Are you about burned up?
I tell you what, it was definitely nice and warm, and I did plenty of sweating, but I also tried to hang out in front of a fan as much as possible. We got lucky, and on the site in the little pavilion, we had electricity, so we had two fans going, so that helped out a little bit, but man, it was definitely hot. I was ready to get back in some AC.
You picked the hottest week of the year so far to go camping.
I think this week's supposed to be even a little hotter than last week, but I don't know. It's going to be pretty tough, because we were hitting I guess it was low 90s most days around 6 o'clock when we would go do the flag ceremony to take the flag down. And, man, it would be scorching hot. I mean, just get roasted out there. And then we'd have to go eat all hot and sweaty. But, you know, it is what it is. We made it through the week, and, you know, the boys learned a lot and whatnot. And I think it was a pretty good week, so.
Had a good time.
Yeah, I think we definitely did that, and they I'll have to send you the video. Both my boys were in the video. My oldest son's kind of the not narrator but announcer or whatever, and he's got some other little boys that go in, and my youngest participated, which is kind of funny because he don't like to get up in front of nobody, but he still got up there and did it, and it's a pretty funny little skit that they do.
Mentioned to Jody about us all getting together again, maybe next week.
Yeah, I'd be good with that. Just name a day and time. I'm off all week.
I'll try to figure it out and send out a group text.
Yeah, my schedule will be pretty flexible next week, except for sleeping in as much as possible and, you know, drinking coffee on the back deck. But other than that, I, you know, be pretty free.
How's that? Jody, pick it up.
Sitting here listening, bud. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Y'all do anything special for field day or just normal stuff?
Nothing.
I was out of town.
Yeah, we got back in Saturday, I think. So that was the start of it, right? Man, I was too tired. I took a nap, got up, then went back to bed later that evening, so I didn't participate at all.
This past weekend's probably the least amount I've ever been on the radio since I got my license. I wasn't even listening a lot of the days.
Too busy sweating your butt off in the truck, or what? What happened?
Here's none this weekend.
Andrew, I know y'all doubled there, but Jody won out.
Sorry about that, Jody. I was just saying, is there a reason why you weren't on the radio? Just because you were sweating your butt off in the truck or what?
Well, this weekend, I hurt my knee somehow or another last week. I twisted it or something. Opened my bad knee already. And so I just sat in the house after I got the trees down and tried to relax and ice it down and stay off of it. Feels much better this morning. But just zoned out watching other stuff and doing other things.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why it's called a hobby. You don't have to do it all the time.
Get out of here. Oh, it's daylight. I got a couple things I want to get done and start doing before that sun gets up too much. So I'm going to say 7-3s to both of y'all this morning, and we'll catch y'all out here later on. I'll be listening radio for y'all too today. I'll catch you later. KM4MU.
Perfect timer. I'm getting to pull in myself. So, Andrew, you have a good day and be careful out there. KF4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good one. Hopefully, we'll holler at you some other time. KO4CF, and I will be clear. 7-3.